God said, I'll go down and I'll check it out. The outcry of Sodom is overwhelming. Abraham said, will you destroy all? Even a righteous man with the wicked. With that began a sort of bargaining. If that's possible with God the Creator. Abraham was concerned with Lot's family. He asked for mercy for 50 righteous. God said, I'll go down and I'll check it out. The outcry of Sodom is overwhelming. Abraham said, will you destroy all? Even a righteous man with the wicked. Abraham then appealed to God's fairness, saying God could never slay the righteous, so that the righteous and the wicked men were both treated alike by the judge. God said, I'll go down and I'll check it out. The outcry of Sodom is overwhelming. Abraham said, will you destroy all, even the righteous men with the wicked? I will not destroy if 50 righteous men, or even 45, 40, 30, or 20. Abraham begged God for 10 righteous men. Abraham remembered that he was but dust, was speaking and begging the Lord. Yet Abraham went on begging the Lord. God, the Lord's patience was growing thin for sure. God said, I'll go down and I'll check it out. The outcry of Sodom is overwhelming. Abraham said, will you destroy all, even the righteous man with the wicked? Abraham asked the Lord not to be angry, for he would only ask for one more favor. Suppose that only 10 righteous were found. The Lord said, I will spare if only 10 righteous. And God said, I'll go down, I'll check it out. The outcry of Sodom is overwhelming. Abraham said, will you destroy all, even a right righteous man with the wicked? And immediately the Lord then departed.